اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرع إلى الله. اللهم كن لوليك المقرب الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك الدوار وتمتعه فيها طويلا. It's the birth of our second Imam, Imam Mustafa, alayhi salatu wa salam. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by the presence of this Kareem of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, grant us all the good in this world and the good in the hereafter. And by this Kareem of Ahlul Bayt, who is the Masloom, may Allah grant success and prosperity to all oppressed, those who are oppressed, and those oppressors, may they be removed from the surface of this earth. Now regarding Imam Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, once about the Nahi Hussein, in the presence of the Holy Prophet, who is his grandfather, he says, Ya Rasulullah, what is the reward for someone who visits Imam Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam? In reply he says, his question was, what is the reward of someone who visits you? In reply Rasulullah says, Man zarani hayyan aw maytan, whosoever visits me, may I be alive or may I be dead? Awzara abaka, awzara akhaq, or may he visit your father, Amir al-Mu'mineen, or your brother Hassan, says, haqqan alayya an azuruhu yawm al-qiyamah. That is, it becomes my right, mandatory upon me to visit him on the Day of Judgment. Just for that one visitation to Rasulullah, or to Aba Abdullah, or to Imam al-Mustafa, or to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So that is the reward. I mean, this is something which we find in many riwayah. Now I'll quote you an incident, I may have mentioned it earlier here. The founder of the Hawza in Niyakum, it's Marhum Ayatullah Hilazmar Shaykh Abdul Kareem Hari. His son, it's Ayatullah Hilazmar Shaykh Murtaza Hari. He was among those Baraza in Taqleeb for a short duration of time after Marhum Imam Khomeini, many switched over to him. Now this great personality lived for about a century. And the beauty of this person was that whenever he got an opportunity, he visits Mashhad, from whom it is about 1,000 kilometers, 600 miles. And in those days, traveling to Mashhad also wasn't easy. So it was by road. Trains also were not so many. So whenever a day off he got, he travels to Mashhad. And on many occasions, he didn't get a seat in the coaches and the buses. He takes a bucket with him, turns the bucket upside down, sits on that bucket for about 24 hours until he reaches Mashhad. As he grows old, his children, they used to say, you visited Imam a lot. Now this is enough for your life. You're old now. You can say the ziyarah from your home. He says, let me do what I'm doing. Gets old. And before his death, and even after his death, his children say that we saw him. And in that communication, in that vision that was seen, we asked him, all these visitations you had to Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wa salam, that is, this is the third day of his burial, after his burial. Did they benefit you? In reply, he says that throughout my life, I paid 75 visits to the 8th Imam in Mashhad. It's my third day in my grave, and he has visited me much more than what I have paid in those 100 years. So that is Ahlul Bayt. Whatever is given to them, it's returned back to us much more, as that ayah was recited yesterday, that the maid, she offered a flower to Imam al-Mustafa, and in reply, he frees her in the way of Allah. Someone objected, she gave you just a flower and you freed her in the way of Allah. Says that is what the etiquette and adab of Quran is. If someone says salam alaikum to you, you have to greet him in a better way. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. She gave me a flower, so I have to give her something better. So I greet her in the way of Allah. So that is adab. Or elsewhere says that man atani zahiran ba'da mawti, whosoever comes to me after my death, falahu al-jannah, he will be blessed with the heavens. وَمَنْ أَتَىٰ أَبَاكَ زَائِرًا بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ فَلَهُ جَنَّةً. Whosoever comes to your father after my death, he also will be blessed with that jannah. وَمَنْ أَتَىٰ أَخَاكَ زَائِرًا بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ لَهُ جَنَّةً. The same thing is to your brother. Whosoever visits him after him will be blessed with that jannah. وَمَنْ أَتَاكَ زَائِرًا بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the same thing is after you. Whosoever visits you, that Jannah will be, heaven will be given to that individual. Imam is born on the 15th of the sacred month of Ramadan. And the duration of his imamah is about 6 months. So not a lot. Was killed by his own wife, Jodha. Now this is again something we find in some of the Imams. That is, the oppression was to the max and their patience also was so high that they lived with people who were their own enemies. Now Imam Mustafa living with his own wife who killed him. He lived for 48 years, buried in Medina. On the seventh day of his birth, Rasulullah, he performs aqiqah. Aqiqah means the head of the infant is shaved and a sacrifice is given. This is mustahab. And the weight of the hair that is removed from the head of this infant is weighed in gold or silver, and that amount is given to someone who is needy, a faqir. Now here, that way, the hair was measured in silver and was paid to the needy, to the faqir. Now if you look into this birth certificate of Aba Abdullah and Hussein, which we did talk about, which is known as Hadith al-Lawha Fatima, there Allah, he talks about Ma'sumin, all of the Imams. And here, when he comes to Imam Mustafa, addressing to the Holy Prophet, he says, وَأَكْرَمْتُكَ بِشِبْلَيْكَ وَسِدَّيْكَ. That is, Prophet, I exalted you, I dignified you with two of your sons. And who are they? Hassan and Hussein. فَجَعَلْتُ حَسَنًا مَعْدِنَ عِلْمِ. Allah says that I have made Hassan the treasure of my knowledge. That is, all that knowledge that Allah possesses, outlet is Imam Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, all for example in this hadith kisa which we recite, there says that sahib hawdi, that Imam Mustafa, he's the owner, the possessor, the sahib of the pond of Rasulullah. All these are great positions and ranks that we find for Imam Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, when he is born, Rasulullah is informed. He comes to the house of Ali and Fatima alayhi salam, and they, before he has come, Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam, she asks Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to name the baby. He says, I will not proceed upon the Prophet. It is he who has to name. Rasulullah comes, and when he is offered to name the child, he says, I will not. It is Allah who has to name. Jibreel descends, extends the salams of Allah, and says, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has named this baby, this infant, Hassan. So naming of the household, the five members of the household of Kisa, it's all with the Prophet, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, we do have some rites over here. In one of the riwayat that we have, and this is the right of a child over his father. That is, children, they have some rights. Here Amir al-Mu'mineen says, حَقُّ الْوَلَدْ عَلَى الْوَالِدْ أَنْ يَحْسُنَ إِسْمًا. That is, the right of this child is that the father has to give this baby a good name. That name has to be good. Not the names that we have coming up nowadays. Someone called and said that I'm going to be blessed with a child. I want a two-letter name. Too late a name, you have to go to China. You'll find lots of names with two letters. So I want two. So the least we have is three, and that is Ali. Two letters we don't have. Just recently someone called and she said that, I hope she's not listening. She said that I want to name my daughter and I want a Quranic name and I want an istikhara for you, for you to give me an istikhara. I said, okay, I'll do an istikhara. Now what is the name? She said, I found a name from Quran, it's very nice. Now all these are influences which we get from the Disney cartoons, that cartoon Anastasia. That girl was called Anya and she said that I want to name this girl Anya. And it is from Quran. I said, I'll do that istikhara, but you know what the meaning of Anya is? This sounds very nice. She says, yeah, this sounds nice. Quran says, Tusqa min aynin Anya. It is that boiling water which will be given to those Jahannam will be given. And that's it. Should I do that istikhara? She says, no, it's fine now. So we have to be careful what name we give to the child. Or somewhere else, went to a place, saw that they are calling him Poo. I didn't recognize what exactly it means. Came home, the children are calling that man Poo. I said, what is your name? Your name is something else. He says, yes, the name is something else, but because it was the time when Winnie the Pooh came out, and we loved that cartoon so much, so we started calling him that name, and that has just remained with him. So even the parents call, and the children also call the father with the same name. So we have to be careful what names we give to the children. If a good name is given, the effect of that good name is also, and the best of names are the names of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and the names that we find in the Quran, that are Lillahi Asma wal Husna, that Allah has good names, فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, call him with the good names. And there when the Imam was inquired, he says, نَحْنُ وَاللَّهُ الْأَسْمَى الْحُسْنَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ, that we Ahlul Bayt are the good names of Allah in Quran. So that's the first rite. So here, the rite was observed, and Allah names the baby as Hassan. On one occasion, we find that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says to his son, Hassan, now he is a child at this time, says, Hassan, would you like to deliver a talk in a majlis? In reply, he says that, Inni astahi an akhtuba wa an araq, that I am shy to talk, and when you are looking at me, when you are seeing me. And this is something natural in every child, that he or she doesn't want to speak in the presence of their parents. So here Amir al-Mu'mineen leaves the majlis, but he could hear his son speak. And when he spoke, says, such dignified was the talk of this Imam, that is a child, Imam al-Mujtaba. And then Imam, when he comes, he says, that Zurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd, that Allah knows how to raise, how to exalt. We've got that in Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhan wa al-Ibrahim. Sometimes Allah raises and exalts Adam, Nuh, and their progeny. Zurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd. That is, some of these generations, Allah, He gives that honor, that He exalts them. The same thing was seen over here with Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wassalam. So despite that young age, he has all that caliber. And this is given by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we find the same thing in Quran regarding Prophet Isa, an infant in the arms of his mother, bears witness that Anni Abdullah Atani al-Kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. Now, despite the young age of Imam al-Mujtaba, the incident of Mubahala takes place. And that is, the Christians, they had a debate with the Prophet that the best of your men, the best of your women, the best of your children be brought forth, and we will present the best, our men, our children, and our women, and whosoever wins this debate, and then we will curse each other. And that was the system in those days. Now here, from the side of Rasulullah, we find Rasulullah, he comes from his himself, he brings Amir al-Mu'mineen, from among his daughters, he brings Fatima, and from among his children, he brings Hassan and Hussein alayhi as-salam. So even at that very young age, Rasulullah wants them to be a witness at that time. Ibn Abbas reports that once Hasanain were ill. Now for the children, whenever we say Hasanain, it means Hassan and Hussein. Hassan is the name of Imam Mujtaba, the second Imam. Hussein is the name of Abdullah Hussein, the third Imam. But we say Hasanain means the two of them, Hassan and Hussein. We say Maghribain, it doesn't mean we have two Maghrib prayers. It's one Maghrib and the other is Isha, and we say Maghribain. Or sometimes Zuhrain means Zuhr and Asr together. So these two together, Hassan and Hussein, are known as Hasanain. Hasanain were ill. The people in town, they said that Ali and Fatima, why don't you vow? And you, that is, you vow to do a certain task, and whenever, and Shifa will be granted to the children. Now this again is something we did talk about, and that is, Mu'mineen, when they are afflicted, and Quran also mentions this, that is, bisabri was salah. Quran says, get help from sabr and salah. Sabr is patience, salah is prayers. The same thing is seen over here, that when they fell ill, Imam has a vow, and he vows to fast. Now in those days, they didn't have anything at home. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, he gets some flour, borrows some flour from someone in Medina, and then gives it to Hazrat Zahra, she grinds it, makes some bread. And at the time of Maghrib, when they had to break their fast and that bread was being presented, someone knocked at the door. So there, with the two, which is Amir al-Mu'mineen and Zahra, we find their maid, Fizza, this loyal maid, this noble maid, who was from the Indian subcontinent in origin, and she finds a way all the way to Medina and becomes a servant of Zahra and Ali alayhi as-salam. Masjid they too, with Fizza, and joining them we find Hasanain, they also accompany in observing the fast. Someone knocks at the door, they open, it's a miskeen, a needy, and is in need of food. They had nothing but that bread, so here Amir al-Mu'mineen gave his share, Zahra, she gave her share, Fizza gave her share, and Hasanain, they gave their share. So they broke the fast that day with some water, because the fast, the vow they had was for 3 days. The second day, the same thing happens at the time of Maghrib. Another yateem, an orphan comes, the five of them gave away the bread they had. The third day, the same thing, a captive, an asir, he comes to the door. And when this beautiful act and amal was seen by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there Jibreel alayhi salam descends and reveals the surah, Surah Al-Dahr, Al-Ata ala al-insani heenum min al-dahr, until the end. And then we find that this beautiful action of the members of Ahlul Bayt being mentioned in the surahs, wa yut'imun al-ta'am ala hubbihi miskeenan wa yateeman wa asira. That is, to seek the nearness and the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They give away out of love to someone who is needy, to someone who is an orphan, to someone who was a captive. Now, one more tip to the young present over here is that it's your holidays, and it would be nice that you have got many days left. In these days, memorize some of these surahs of Quran, and among the best surahs you can memorize is this Surah Al-Dahr. It won't take much of your time. Because of your age, you'll memorize it quickly. It's a beautiful surah. I'll quote you another incident. There's this book called Shab-e Peshawar. We've got an English translation of it called The Peshawar Nights. The author of this book, Marhum Hussain, he, in his last days of his life, many years before his death, fell ill. And in those days, that's the time, it's much before the revolution, fell ill, and the doors to Israel at that time were open, and people, they used to go there for treatment. There, he was informed that nothing can be done for him in Iran. He can travel to Tel Aviv, and there he can find some treatment, some cure for his. He says, there I will not go. We've got another stopover. We'll try that first, and that is the shrine of Abba Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam. But he says to his wife that I don't want you to tell anyone that we are going to Karbala for Shifa. Don't tell anyone that maybe it's not destined that I get this Shifa. If anyone does say that where are you going, just tell them you're going to Tel Aviv for treatment. But no one find out where they are going to. So the arrangements are made, and this person in that those last stages of cancer could neither sit in his, it was just on stretcher. They make arrangements and they travel all the way, and he is on that stretcher. After 20-25 days, they arrive Karbala, nothing has happened, but Shifa hasn't been granted to them. On their way back, they say that from those deserts that they were passing by, someone stopped their bus. And this young person, he embarked, he sat beside the driver, took something out from his pocket and gave it to him and said that you're going to that destination, give this envelope to that person. He said, okay. Says that I was, this person who was ill, right in the back of the bus, with his wife sitting on one seat, and many others who were present in that bus, says, we saw this young person sit in the front beside the driver, starts reciting Quran, and such beautiful recitation. Recites this ayah, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. As if this ayah was revealed on that very person. After a while, he says, stop, to the driver. The driver says, there's nothing here. Where do you want me to stop? He says, here, I'll get down here. He gets down, and then before he gets down, the person who sat beside the driver reciting this Quran says to this Sayyid Husseini that you are done now. The Shifa has been granted to you, you are well. He couldn't relate to what exactly he is saying. Now because of that beautiful recitation of that Quran and that surah, and when he disembarked from the bus, everyone went behind him to say Khuda Hafiz, farewell. And this person who was on a stretcher for the past month or so, who couldn't move around, also went with those who disembarked from that bus to say farewell to him. They got back and they never saw him. That was Imam al-Asr, Jalallahu ta'ala, Farajahu al-Sharif. And Shifa also was granted to this person. That is by Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We read in the Ziyarat Jami'at al-Kabira, وَعَادَتُكُمْ الْإِحْسَانِ وَسَجِيَّتُكُمْ الْكَرَمِ. That is, adat means the habit of you, Ahlul Bayt, is ihsan, just doing good. Ihsan means to do good, not for something that we have to do and we have to get paid back. No, ihsan is a one-sided good. Whether we do good or not, that goodness is from there. عَادَتُكُمْ الْإِحْسَانِ وَسَّجِيَّتُكُمُ الْكَرَمُ. And the way, the manners of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the characteristic of theirs, it's that سَجِيَّتُكُمُ الْكَرَمُ, that they just give, that benevolence is there. وَشَّعْنُكُمُ الْحَقُّ وَالصِّدْقُ وَالْرِفْقُ. That is, if we find the nature of Ahlul Bayt, all right, it's haqq. Nature of Ahlul Bayt is truth. Nature of Ahlul Bayt is friendliness. It's that rifq, friendliness. So we have friends who are the true friends. If we associate with them, it's us who will benefit. The more the bond we have with Ahlul Bayt, the better a person benefits in this dunya. With regards to Imam Mujtaba alayhi salam, we find that when he is in Medina, comes to the house of Zahra alayhim alayhi salam. And before him, we find that Rasulullah had already come, and he says to his daughter that I feel pain, my body is aching, get me a blanket. That blanket was given to him, he lies down. And then Imam Mujtaba alayhi salam comes. And after that, he says that I smell the fragrance of my grandfather. The five members of Kisa, when they got together, that ayah was revealed in Nama Yuridullah Yuridhibakum Ritsa Ahlul Bayt Yutahirakum Tathira. So that incident takes place, and the five members were certified by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is Zahra, it is Aisha. When Allah wants to introduce, doesn't say it's Rasulullah, it's his daughter, it's her, it's his son-in-law and his grandchildren. No, so it's Fatima, wa abuha, wa ba'daha, wa banuha. Introduction also is in that way, that it is Fatima, it is Fatima's father, it is Fatima's husband, and it is the children of Fatima. And then says, whatever I have created here, it's for the love of the five who are present under this kisa. But when it introduces it, it is her, her father, her son, and her husband. In reality, whatever Allah has created, it is for her. Zahra, salamu alayhi wa sallam. So it's the birth of our second Imam. In one of these journeys, we find that Imam Mustafa alayhi salam was accompanied with one of the descendants of Zubayr. And in those days, there were many who believed that Zubayr is the Imam. And they believed in the Imamat of Zubayr. Now Imam with one of the descendants of Zubayr, they come and they come to a resting area. There a mat was spread out and there was a tree. That tree was dry. There Imam sits, and this descendant of Zubayr, who had that faith that Zubayr is the Imam, looks at the tree and says that, we wish this tree had some fruit, we could have eaten some dates here. And then Imam says, do you want some? He says, yes, I wish it was there. Imam raises his hands, prays, and the tree, it goes green, it is lime, it bears fruit, and they eat from that fruit. Immediately he says, this is magic. Imam replies, this is not magic. This is the dua of the descendants of Rasulullah, which is mustajab, which is accepted. This is something we find even during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it was mentioned that whatever Rasulullah possesses, the attributes, the qualities, his sons, the imams, they possess the same. If it was a miracle that was shown by Rasulullah, Amirul Mu'mineen, who is the Khalifa and who is the successor of Rasulullah, must be able to present exactly the same. And for that, this example is mentioned that once a person from Yemen, he comes to Rasulullah in Medina and says that we heard that you are the Prophet. He says, yes. He says that every Prophet has a miracle to prove his claim. What is your miracle? Rasulullah says, my miracle is this Quran. He says, I'm an illiterate person. I can't read. No matter how much you talk about the miracles in Quran, it's going to mean nothing for me. I don't understand it because I'm illiterate. I want to see some of those regular miracles which the other prophets brought forth, like the opening of the seas, like the drying of the seas, etc. Or the shifa being granted to those who were ill, dead being brought back to life. And then Rasulullah says, okay, even those miracles can be presented. What do you want? Whichever miracle from whichever prophet out of those 124,000 minus Rasulullah. So how many prophets? Says that many prophets, whichever miracle from whichever of them I will present. He says, okay, from this mountain, can you get me some camels? He says, okay, what camel do you want? He says, I want a camel red. Rasulullah says, okay, how many do you want? He says, six. Says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a red camel emerges from that mountain. He takes that camel, he says, I want one more. He says, okay, another one. Says, you want the other four? He says, no, I'll just take these two for a test drive and see how they are, and then I'll come back later to get the four. And then he goes, takes those two camels back to Yemen, becomes a muballigh, a propagator of Rasulullah, that prophet who has come, and with all that miracles and claims, he is true. Goes to Yemen with those two camels, and then comes back after about 2-3 months. When he returns here, he finds out that Rasulullah has passed away. He says, doesn't matter, regardless, even if he has passed away, there should be a successor to him who should be able to do exactly what he did. Says, okay, so who is the successor? Says, Abu Bakr. They come to Abu Bakr, says, this is what has happened, and I want, your Prophet owes me 4 camels, the red ones, and I want them. He said, now, Abu Bakr, his dignity is at stake now. How can he get those red camels? Says, take these 100 of these regular ones. He says, no, I want that limited version, the red ones, 4 of them. And in all these hot spots, when these cases used to come, Amirul Mu'mineen, he had his messengers present. And there Salman was present. That people, when they used to get stuck, they used to come and guide them to be Abul Hasan, that is, to Amirul Mu'mineen. Salman, he says, alayka bi Abul Hasan, go to Abul Hasan, maybe he has a solution for you. That time, Amirul Mu'mineen, his age is about 32. Rasulullah has just passed away. And then he says, your Rasul, he owes me 4 camels, he gave me 2 and those 4 are outstanding. He says, I remember, I was present when he performed this miracle. Rasulullah was there, Amirul Mu'mineen was there, some of his immediate companions were there. And then he says that, come on, let's go to the same spot, same place. Says, exactly like Rasulullah, Amirul Mu'mineen stands. Says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and those 4 camels, they emerge. And he says, this is haq. Right. This is right. The same thing is with Imam al-Mustafa, that he sits by that tree which was dry, he prays, and that tree gets life, it's green, bears fruit. During the time of Rasulullah, Salman, he was a convert, he was a Christian, embraces, becomes a Muslim. And Rasulullah, and he loved Rasulullah so much that he wanted to join him. But the owner of Salman, he found him, he's such a good person and I can't let him go. Rasulullah comes to him, says that whatever the price you want for Salman, I'm ready to pay. He says that, yeah, he will pay me because he is a prophet. No matter how much I ask him, he will be able to do it. I'll give him a price which he will never be able to do, at least during his lifetime. Says, what do you want? Says, I want 200 palm trees. And I want these palm trees to bear fruit. And when they have borne fruit, dates are there in these palm trees, then you can take Salman. That is about 50 years, for example. Or 10, 15 years, maybe more. Rasulullah says, okay, 200. Deal done? He says, yes. Terms and conditions accepted, signed. Now what happens is that Rasulullah starts bowing seeds, 200 of them. The moment he bows that seed, that tree is ready and starts bearing fruit. 200 trees were born, 200 bearing fruit, and then we find that he has to submit. That was the deal. And he gives Salman to the Prophet for the price of 200 trees, palm trees. And these 200 palm trees existed just before a few decades until this ruthless rule, la'natullah alayhim, they have ruined everything. And this is among those things. Whatever is related to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam has to vanish, has to be removed and destroyed by them. May Allah clean the surface of this earth by the presence, from the presence of these shayateen in all different forms and formats. So we find that dua of Ahlul Bayt, it's mustajab, it is accepted. Attitude of Ahlul Bayt is great. Adatukum al ihsan wa sajiyatukum al karam. One of the Shamis, people of Sham from Syria, under the influence of Muawiyah rahmatullah alayh, he comes to Medina, starts swearing at Imam al-Mujtaba. And there Imam al-Mujtaba meets him, doesn't introduce who he is. And then after he has used all that foul language against Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam says, Ayyuha Shaykh, old man, you seem to be new in this town. If you are in need, I will fulfill your needs. If you are in debt, I'll pay your debt. If you are homeless, my home can be your home. You can stay with me. If you need funds, those funds will be provided by me. And then he got happy. He says, "Who are you?" He says, "I am Hasan ibn Ali, Hasan son of Ali." He, upon seeing this attitude and akhlaq of Imam al-Mujtaba, says that, "Ashhadu annaka khalifatullah fi ardih," that I bear witness that you are the successor of Khalifa of Allah on this planet Earth, on this land. And then he says that, "Before this, if anyone told me who is the worst person on this earth, I would have said it's Hasan. Now if someone says that who is the best person on this planet, I would say it's Hasan, it's you. Man ahabba al-Hasan wal-Husayn faqad ahabbani." Rasulullah says, "Whosoever loves Hasan and Husayn has loved me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَدَهُمَا أَبْغَدَنِي," and whosoever hates them has hated me. And then says Hasan and Husayn, they are the chiefs of the youths of the heaven. They then says, "You two are the imams, and your mother possesses the rank of Shafa'at. Shafa'at is hers." And then says, "These two sons of mine, whether they rise or whether they are sitting, in either cases they are the imams. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, by the presence of Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, hasten in the return of our Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. May our salams, our sincere salams, be presented to the Imam of time. All those who are ill and ailing by Imam al-Mujtaba, may Allah grant them shifa. No matter what hajjal mu'mineen may be having, especially those present in this majlis and those who have hopes in these majlis, all their wishes, their du'as by Imam al-Mujtaba be granted. All those who have passed away from among our relatives, mu'mineen at large, that first mu'min due to whose presence we are called and tagged and classified as the Shias of Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah, by Imam al-Mujtaba, shower his special favors and mercy on that first person. Ya Allah, bihaq al-Zahra wa abiha, وَبَعْلِهَا وَبَنِيهَا وَالسِّرِّ الْمُسْتَوْدَعِ فِيهَا يَا اللَّهُ 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 اللَّهُمَّ أَجِّلْ فِي فَرَجِ مَوْلَانَا صَاحِبَ الزَّمَانِ